The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, whether it is a light bulb moment in the shower or a eureka moment on the loo, apparently we do our best thinking, Shane Coleman, in the bathroom. And we are delighted to be joined now by Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin, to discuss why do we think best in bathrooms. Brendan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Bathrooms are amazing places. They're places of breakthroughs. We get ideas, we get inspiration, we get new thoughts, we solve problems
Archimedes
we didn't know
principle.
We had. Archimedes is the most famous example, but most people will remember a time when suddenly a solution came to them while they were brushing their teeth, standing in the shower, or whatever they might have been doing.
And why? Is it just because you're taking a moment and you're on your own generally, or is the acoustics what's going on?
Well, what happens is you stop devoting your thoughts to the problem and you get into a slightly distracted state. You're doing an activity that is routine, requires a little bit of focus, but a little bit of distraction. And that is a magic mix because you stop thinking about the problem. You're slightly absorbed in a rather routine, sometimes quite boring activity. And this allows ideas to percolate and appear. Now, there is a word for this in our brains. It's been well studied. It's called the default mode network.
Ooh, so we're in the default mode network in the bathroom.
Yes. So when you stop actively focusing on your surroundings, trying to solve a problem, you know, with intention and just focus on an activity or blend into the activity, a particular network of cells across your brain at the very, very front inside your forehead and at the sides just over your two ears, a particular network of brain cells lights up. And this is the default network. It happens when you're daydreaming as well. In other words, your brain is idling like a car engine idling. And in that state, that is when new connections are made, odd ideas come forth. We dismiss most of them. But from time to time, one of those odd ideas will be the solution to a problem. And that's what happens in the bathroom.
That's perfect. So interesting that that has a name, because I did not know that that had a name. And I do say that sometimes when I'm not thinking about a problem is when I will actually solve it. And I always say that I feel my brain is percolating at the time, because it's like the coffee, it's just bubbling away somewhere in the background. But that actually means I'm in the default mode network.
Yes, it does. And that is a very nourishing state of mind to be in. We need a lot more of that in our lives. We're very focused on specific problems that we can name and solutions we're looking for. We do way too much of that. We're hyper-cognitive. We think too much. We need to let the engine idle for a while and something will bubble up from the deep, dark, murky depths of your mind.
Okay, I'm going to go there. I was wondering about going there. I mean, is it particularly advantageous to be sitting on the loo? Are you more likely to be in this process while you're sitting on the loo as opposed to brushing your teeth or in the shower?
Okay, so we're getting into extremely personal territory here, Shane, but you started this,
This is quite Freudian now, yes. I think, now, we're in that zone.
Oh, we are, because one of the key features is that there must be no external pressures. So this happens mostly when you are alone in the bathroom. Now, some bathroom activities are performed jointly. So, for example, forever in movies, you see couples brushing their teeth at the same
time. With the two sinks, as if it's in America.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, I think we all have our positions on that. I know what mine is.
I'm seeing you cringe there, Brendan. I suspect you could like nothing less than to brush your teeth at the same time somebody beside them at a sink.
I think there are certain activities best done in solitude because that optimizes the default mode network in the brain. Also, lots of other reasons why I'd be washing my teeth on my own.
Yeah, that's not your only reason.
Look, sitting on the loo, as you put it, is generally a solitary activity. So maybe that optimizes that. It's the fact of being alone takes away the external pressure and gives you that safe, protected space that the bathroom is. It's private, it's protected.
The door is locked. No one's going to burst in.
No one's going to come in. And you kind of know what you're doing. It's very unusual. A knotty problem would present itself in there.
I hate when that happens.
Okay, and we're going to skip that too.
Fiber is important.
Okay, all that being said, on your own, in a safe space, no particular challenging task ahead of you, and you have that space to think.
Is
of
it
new
also
things.
Because it's going to take as long as it takes? You're not necessarily going to be like you're not necessarily on a clock. Do you know what I mean? You may be kind of go, so you're you've you know you have some free time because you know, quite often you think, I've got to get this done, I've got to go and do that, and then I've got to do... Whereas in the bathroom, you don't always think along those lines.
Yeah, there are certain things that you can't hurry up too much without getting too vivid about it. And this frees us up because we overstructure our lives, we overstructure our thinking, we're very goal-directed all of the time. We want to get things done to do the next thing. But the bathroom is a separate space. It's a different sort of area. And if we could recreate the bathroom situation, say in our working lives a little more, we would be more creative and solve more problems.
Pressureless space where we are subtly distracted.
Yes, absorbed in a simple activity that we are well able to do and does not require effort. This happens in the bathroom. And, you know, maybe that's why people go to the bathroom so often at work. At some level, they know this is a space that's needed in order to do other things.
Yeah, because sometimes the bathroom at work or in motherhood is a time out. You go to the bathroom to get away from people.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing. It is kind of an escape from the modern world, isn't it, in many ways? And particularly from,
or in social settings and things. I think I'll just go to the bathroom.
Well, exactly, yeah. For young mothers, it's a way of just getting 2 minutes of peace.
I'm just going to close the door.
And they're still knocking on the door.
But it's
the dad encouraging them.
No, it's the joy of it.
Your
is,
mom's upstairs.
It's non-cognitive. We're not thinking. We're getting in touch with our physical bodies, particularly in the shower. We're having physical sensations, and we're being dominated by physicality in various ways, owing to the various bathroom activities. I know, Shane, you're thinking of other things here, but in the bathroom, it is a physical activity. It is not a cognitive activity, and it frees up our brain. It allows us to think differently in that bubbling away.
I'm now prompted to ask, do you just know everything? Like if we this is our new section on The Hard Shoulder that we are going to do every week with Brendan, where we go, why do we do such, and this week is why do we, you know, come up with some of our best ideas in the bathroom. But I'm of the mind that we could ask you almost, why do we do anything, and you would know the answer, even down to being able to say it happens in the front of the brain or the bits over our ears.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I know everything. I think that would be an unwise thing to say. So no, I don't know everything, but if you want to have you can ask me anything you want.
We actually could have a second friend to call Ask Me Anything.
We could, yeah.
I think that's been done.
A phone in. Almost like Dr. Fraser Crane. Good evening, Seattle. He's listening.
Lunchtime Live might object to us having an Ask Me Anything section. Other things that mirror the bathroom, I'm just thinking when you were saying about this, you know, a repetitive task, like knitting and things like that. Are they also good?
Yes.
Good sort of similar-ish ideas. You're doing something repetitive. It doesn't take too much concentration.
Colouring in. Yeah. I don't get it myself, but hugely popular.
I don't colour, but I draw. And I think that's the same thing.
Yeah, same I idea. Can't draw, so.
Right, well, it's not really about the colouring or the drawing. It's about what you're not doing. It's you're letting yourself get absorbed into an activity that does not
semi-mindless
require a
activity.
Lot of thinking. You know, the borderline between mindfulness and mindlessness is not very clear sometimes. So getting absorbed in something, say like swimming, okay? I have a colleague and she goes swimming and I say, what are you thinking when you're swimming? And she says, I'm not thinking of anything. There is just the swimming.
Particularly in winter when you're getting into cold water. All you're thinking about is surviving it. You don't, like you actually, you're right. It blocks out the whole. I used to feel a bit like that playing football. You go out in a football pitch and no matter what was going on in your life, you just, you were able to forget it.
Exercise does hit you in that meditative. Is this meditative little bit?
It's very like meditation in that it takes your focus away from your conscious thinking and into something else. And people do it. When you talk to people about their lives, they all have an activity that absorbs them. So this might be the gardening. You go into the garden, you think an hour has passed, but lo and behold, it has been 2 hours or 3 hours.
Playing music,
swimming, running, knitting is a supreme example of this because it's quite a complex thing to do, quite physically complex and highly skilled. So it absorbs the person. And at the end of the period of time, not only have they had that period of absorption, but they've got a lovely scarf or a jumper as well, or a little woolly hat, which is lovely to have.
So this is an outcome here that's beneficial to. I used to feel that way doing maths as well, which was very, very nerdy. But you can do all of that by just going to the toilet, basically.
Yes. Now, obviously, you can't go to the toilet for periods of hours and hours. And you can't.
Hemorrhoids, Shane. Hemorrhoids.
Good book, good newspaper.
It's actually bad for you. You get piles.
Oh, okay. Look,
piles of books.
There's a reason Brendan did psychiatry and not gastroenterology.
There really is.
He's like, stop.
But it's funny that fantasy you describe. Sitting on the toilet, reading, and just having this space.
It's a male thing. A lot of people have a fantasy
of doing that. That is a fantasy, and it seems to resonate with you quite a bit.
No comment.
We're always being analysed in these sections.
I know we absolutely are. Oh, absolutely fascinating. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry in Trinity College Dublin. Thank you indeed for coming in.
I have actually learned something today.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's been a while, to be honest, but thank you. The Hard Shoulder
with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.